It's 8:45. 91.5 KIOS FM. I'm Mike Hogan. And our morning edition local interview today, fun one, from United Way of the Midlands, Fratina McCraney. She's the helpline supervisor regarding the 211 helpline, which provides local resources for Nebraska and Southwest Iowa. Fratina, welcome. It's great to have you here today.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, thank you very much. Can you explain to us, what is the 211 helpline? What is its function?
So the 211 helpline is an information and referral service, or as I like to call it, the one-stop shop for help. So people in need can just go to this one place to find the resources that they need for themselves or someone that they know.
And what kind of resources would those be?
So the resources range from rent utility assistance, housing. People can call for local food pantries, how to find health insurance. So almost any type of need a person may have, we can either find the resource or get them to a referral that would know how to help them.
Kind of the no wrong door policy, isn't it? If somebody needs some kind of help, they reach out and you can either direct them or directly help them. Is that a correct assumption?
Right. And if we don't have an answer, we're going to try to make sure that we at least connect them to somebody that can give them an answer.
Sure. Very timely right now as we have a deadline approaching regarding signing up for the healthcare exchange, otherwise known as Obamacare. Is that the bulk of calls you're getting at this juncture?
Yeah, most of our calls right now are going to be regarding health insurance or going to be holiday programs. So people can also call for programs that may be able to help their families in the time of need for either holiday food or programs for gifts for their children as well.
Okay, that's very interesting. Now, the program's called the 211 Helpline. How does that factor into how people contact you?
Yes, so people can call us by phone. We recently rolled out text messaging, so people can now reach us by texting 898-211, and then they would just text their zip code. And that's just so we can try to reach out to more people in the community because technology is how people are, connecting nowadays. So.
Oh, sure, sure. And cell phones are becoming rather universal for just about everybody at this juncture.
Yep, and we want to try to reach, more millennials who try to reach out or those people who may be scared to call us. Maybe they may feel more comfortable texting us and maybe remaining a little more anonymous, but they can still get that assistance as well.
Okay, so can you take me through a text exchange? For example, someone in your helpline area receives a text. And it's, as you said, that those people would have texted 898-211 with their zip code. What happens?
Yep. And then just like if they were to call over the phone, a live specialist will take over the text and just exchange back and forth and get a little information to see their need. And then we can go ahead and send them the referrals right through their text message. And then that way, for future purposes, if they ever needed to go back, if it was a food pantry, for say, then they could go back to their phone and they would have that information available.
Oh, sure. So if the live person puts down an address, here's a food pantry near your location, you can head on over here, or their hours are XYZ to, sometime. Okay. Very good. Now if they use their phone and dial 211, what happens then?
Yes, so we have live specialists that answer the phone Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then we also have multiple bilingual staff. And if they don't speak English or Spanish, we have a teller to interpreter line. So we have over 100 languages so we can try to serve anybody.
No kidding, over 100 languages. Well, that's amazing. That's quite a service provided. I saw here that in 2016, you guys got around 54,000 calls. And it's just the Omaha and Southwest Iowa region. That's amazing.
Yeah, and we also provided over 57,000 referrals. So just imagine the need and how many people we may have impacted through those referrals.
Wow. I saw here that there you have a 211's comprehensive database is at www.ne211.org. What's in that database?
Yeah, so it's available, and we just actually are rolling out our new website, any201.org, and it's more user-friendly, so people can actually go on there and they can, anything they can get from a life specialist, they can get right there on the website themselves if they chose to do so.
Oh, that's incredible. We're talking to Fratina. I have such a hard time with the name, and I apologize. It's just terrible. I'm a moron. Fratina McCraney, who is a helpline supervisor for the United Way of the Midlands, the 211 helpline. In just a couple of words, what's your favorite thing about your job?
The favorite part about my job is going home every day knowing that I made some type of impact in some way.
That's fantastic. Really appreciate the hard work you're doing, and I know, as you know, we just had 15 degrees this morning as a cold temperature, and I imagine some of those lines and texts are going to be ringing as folks need a place to stay. They need to get out of the cold and could use a hand. Thank you very much for joining us today, Fratina. I do appreciate it. We pick back up with Morning Edition starting right now.